This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo returned to Washington after 2 days of talks with Turkish and Saudi officials about the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who Turkey believes was murdered after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October the 2nd. Turkish investigators searched the consulate for a second time overnight. Returning to the U.S. to brief President Donald Trump, Pompeo said it was reasonable to give the Saudis time to complete their own investigation.
They want to complete their investigation, and then they will have a process. I'm sure they will have their own prosecutors looking at this as well. So we're going to give them the space to complete their investigations of this incident. And when they issue their reports, we'll form our judgment about the thoroughness, depth, and the decisions they make about accountability connected to that.
Mr. Trump Wednesday insisted he's not giving cover to the Saudis, but he just wants to find out what happened.
With that being said, Saudi Arabia has been a very important ally of ours in the Middle East. We are stopping Iran. We're not trying to stop. We're stopping Iran. We went a big step where we took away that ridiculous deal that was made by the previous administration. The Iran deal, which was $150 billion and $1.8 billion in cash. What was that all about? And they are an ally.
The Saudis have denied Khashoggi was murdered, but U.S. media outlets have reported Riyadh will acknowledge he was killed in a botched interrogation at the consulate. The World Health Organization has warned the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo could worsen, but stopped short of declaring a public health emergency. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, WHO Director General, said his agency is taking this seriously.
We still have more than 250 people working in DRC to bring this outbreak to an end, and we will be vigilant and strengthen our response, and we will not rest until the outbreak is finished.
This is VOA News. U.S. Syria envoy James Jeffries said some but not all militants have withdrawn from a Russian-Turkish demilitarized zone in Idlib province. They were supposed to leave with their heavy weapons by Monday, he described the 7-year civil war as frozen. In the meantime, long-serving U.N. envoy Staffan de Mistura announced that for personal reasons, he's stepping down from his post by the end of November.
My intention, and as per the Secretary General's instructions, is to dedicate this crucial last month to actively verify once for all the feasibility of the implementation of a credible and inclusive constitutional committee.
A third of the committee is to be chosen by Damascus, a third by opposition groups, and the other third by the UN. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Thursday she's considering a European Union proposal that would keep Britain bound to the bloc's rules for more than 2 years after it leaves, an idea that angers her pro-Brexit critics in the UK.
Now, the original proposal from the EU was one that we could not accept in the UK. It would have created a customs border down the Irish Sea. Earlier in the year, we put forward a proposal as to how to deal with this issue. A further idea that has emerged, and it is an idea at this stage, is to create an option to extend the implementation period for a few matter of months, and it would only be for a matter of months.
At present, the two sides say Britain will remain inside the EU single market and subject to the bloc's regulations from the day it leaves on March 29th until December of 2020 to give time for new trade relations to be set up. In the annexed Russian territory of Crimea, 19 people were killed and dozens wounded when a college student opened fire in the school in the city of Kerch before killing himself. This local resident called it a nightmare, never thinking such a thing could happen in Kerch. Investigators still don't have a motive for the mass shooting. Terrorism appears to have been ruled out. Crimea was annexed by Russia from Ukraine in 2014. Women of reproductive age have been barred from a Hindu temple in India despite a Supreme Court ruling which declared the centuries-old ban illegal. Police in Kerala State chased stone-throwing protesters trying to keep women from entering the Sabarimala Temple. More protests occurred on Thursday. A Vietnamese blogger known as Mother Mushroom has arrived in the U.S. after being released from prison on Wednesday. She was serving a 10-year term for anti-state propaganda. Her plan is to settle in Houston, Texas. And the Trump administration on Wednesday decided not to brand China as a currency manipulator, but is monitoring Beijing for engaging in practices that are suspected of aggravating the worsening trade imbalance. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.